This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently hosted a seminar to connect U.S. red meat exporters with African businesses. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation hosted a two-day trade seminar in Accra, Ghana, bringing together some 30 U.S. red meat exporters with 76 buyers from 12 African nations. Importers and exporters held direct meetings and heard presentations from USMEF and USDA leaders, as well as representatives of the U.S. cattle industry and successful African meat businesses. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said Africa was targeted because of its critical role in the U.S. industry's efforts to expand and diversify global markets.
We have 12 countries represented here in Accra, and we have about 30 different exporting members of ours as well. So really, that's one of our core missions, is to bring buyers and sellers together, especially in these emerging markets that are still not developed today. It's time to take the next step and get aggressive and really tell our story in these countries.
USMEF Africa Representative Matt Copeland said there's an opportunity for the U.S. red meat industry to grow exports beyond variety meats to many parts of Africa.
It's relationship building like most markets in the world. And so we wanted to make sure I could put the best possible delegates from the USA into the best possible buying room we could facilitate. So this room is full of 51 companies, 76 buyers, and I can tell you total values over 140,000 tons of protein purchased a month. We have this emerging middle class, and those guys, one of the first things they do as they emerge is they want to spend money on a better experience. So we're going to take advantage of that wave.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.